When a person truly understands the need to strengthen one's relationship with God, to do tshuva, to return to God in a deep way and focus on intensifying the dynamic of I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine, the dynamic that is most profoundly experienced in prayer, when a person understands how important that is to work on tefillah, to really come to a deeper state of praying, of being in a covenantal relationship, being aware of God's presence and having a true encounter with God, when a Jew truly decides to fix and renew the prayer experience, one of the most important fundamental things to always remember is the true essence of what the prayer dialogue is. And that is the spontaneous, simple, authentic, heartfelt speaking to God in your own words. It's so important to remember that the Siddur, the prayer service we had, is what the sages instituted, the men of the Great Assembly instituted, for a whole bunch of reasons to connect us with the infinite in a way that we couldn't consciously. But that doesn't change the fact that the essence of the dialogue with God has to be in your own words and in your own time throughout the course of the day. As the Rambam, if you look, it's important to look at the Rambam, Maimonides, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, the laws of prayer. The Rambam writes that tefillah, that prayer, is a mitzvah shalei hazman grama, that women are obligated as much as men, children, everyone is obligated, because prayer is not a time bound mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's one of the 613 mitzvahs to pray to God every day. And if you look at the Rambam's words, he says that the mitzvah is sometimes a couple of times a day, throughout the day. And the Rambam uses the words bechol eis sheyirtze, whenever you want, and in any language that you want. Because the main form of prayer is an expression of the heart before God, each person in their own native tongue, in their own words. Even halachically, according to law, the original form of prayer, before it was formalized by the men of the Great Assembly, is still the most beneficial and the most important. You have to make a habit of praying to God from the depths of your heart throughout the day, just in any words that you feel, anything that you want. As Rav Nachman of Breslov explained this beautifully in Sichas Aran, which is translated in English as Rabbi Nachman's Wisdoms, from Numbers 227 to 234, he really explains it beautifully. That you have to pray for everything. If your garment rips and has to be replaced, you say a couple of words to God about that. All your needs, whether they're large or small, fundamental things or trivial things, you just speak to God in the middle of the day. Speak to God in your own words about it. That's the essence of what prayer is. That's what strengthens the most the relationship with God, that you're in a constant encounter with God. And I, to be honest, I'm not sure if many would agree with me that this is a good source, but I could only talk from my own personal experience. In my life, one of the things that most taught me what it means to pray to God is Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. It's one of the most beautiful things, in my opinion, to see what it means. If you remember, if you ever saw Fiddler on the Roof, how all of a sudden in the middle of the day, as Tevye is trudging along with his horse, schlepping the milk, he'll just lift his eyes up to God, Master of the Universe, and have this beautiful, simple, authentic talk with God. Complain, kvetch to God when his horse gets sick and he has to schlep the milk by himself. I remember as a kid watching that and really understanding that this is a true representation of the beauty of a Jew's dialogue with God. For more modern audiences, you might remember Moshe Belanga, Shuli Randen Ushpizen, screaming out to God. The point is to really not be formal with God. Talk to God like you're talking to a friend. You don't even have to text or use WhatsApp with God. Even though I saw recently a meme that a person, you know, lifts up their eyes to God and says, God, why do you not answer me? And then like two blue checks come from the clouds. But the truth is it should be a simple relationship with God. You just say a couple of words to God during the course of the day, throughout the day, be constantly speaking to God. A person should never wait for a formal structure to have a relationship with God, to encounter God. And if we may quote from Rebbetzin Aritha, who just left us, who passed away, that from the moment you wake up, before you put on your makeup, say a little prayer to God. When you're combing your hair now, wondering what dress to wear now, you could also speak to God, say a couple of words, say a little prayer for God. This way, forever, forever and ever, God stays in our heart and we will love Him forever and ever. Even at work, just to take time, and all through my coffee break time, to say a little prayer to God during the course of the day. The focus is, and here I'll just finish with a beautiful vart from the Kotzker, to really give over what prayer is supposed to be. The Kotzker says, you know, the Pasuk says, Lo yelecha kel zar. You should not have a strange God. Lo yelecha kel zar. But the Kotzker read it, that don't let God be a stranger. Lo yelecha kel zar. God should never be a stranger to you. Bring God in all the details of your life, the myriads of aspects and moments of your life. Like old simple Jews of yore, lift up your eyes during the course of the day, or without even having to physically lift up your eyes, just say a couple of words to God throughout the course of the day. Speak to God. Then you become your beloved's, and God truly, your beloved, becomes yours.